So let's review. The Gemara begins with another proof for Rava's opinion that Yish Shaloi Midas have a Yish. Toshema. Haganav, v'chein Gazlin, v'chein Hayardin. Shenotal mizeh, v'nosin lezeh. Ma shenotal notal, u'ma shenosin nosin. The Gemara quotes a brisa which teaches, if a thief, a ganav or a gazlan, stole something and gave it to a third party, or if a river came and swept away someone's possessions and gave it to a third party, the third party may keep the item, as the owners surely were miyayish. While we can understand the case of a gazlan, a brazen thief who took something openly from the owner, and the river, where the owner sees and is aware of the loss and is consciously miyayish. However, if someone receives stolen goods from a ganav who secretly stole without the knowledge of the owner, how can the recipient keep the goods? The owner is not aware and there is no yish. This seems to prove Rava's opinion that the owner's awareness of his loss isn't necessary and the third party acquires the object without the yish of the original owner. The Gemara answers that the ganav in this brice is referring to listim mizuyin, someone who stole using force or weapons. The owner therefore is aware at the time of the theft, and therefore this is not a case of yish shaloi midas. The Gemara continues with a proof for Abaya, that yish shaloi midas loy have yish. Toshima, shatif nahar kairav, eitzav va'avanav unesanav betech stechaver, hare elu shaloi mepnei shenesiyai shahabayla. Abraisa teaches, if a river washed away beams, wood, or stones from one person's field and deposited them in another person's field, the second person may keep them. Since the objects were washed away, the owner was miyayish, he despaired from finding them. The Bryce is clearly emphasizing that one may only keep them because yish has taken place, which supports Abaya's view that one needs yish midas to constitute yish. The Gemara answers, Hach b'mayiskinan b'shiyochay lahatzel. Our case is talking about a situation where the owner can still save his object from the river. In such a case, according to Rashi, it is similar to a case where an object has a simon, and even Rabba would agree that in such a case a person needs yish midas, and so this case cannot prove Abai's opinion. The Gemara now brings a brisa in support of Rabba, that yish shaloi midas have a yish. Toshima, keitzed amru hatoyim shaloi midas trumasei truma. The brisa discusses a case where a stranger separated truma without the owner knowing. Is this considered to be valid truma? The brisa adds that if the owner adds truma to the pile that the stranger started, this shows tacit approval of the stranger separating the truma. We see that when the owner shows approval of what the stranger did, his approval is granted retroactively to the original truma previously separated by the non-owner. It would thus seem that yish can also work retroactively when the owner finally realizes his loss, which would support Rabba's opinion. The Gemara answers that this brisa is talking about a case where the stranger had been asked to separate the truma by the owner. He didn't do it on his own, and therefore it is not similar to shaloi midas, and we cannot prove either Abaya or Rava's opinion from the brisa. Toshima, the Gemara tries to bring an additional proof to support Abaya's opinion that yish shaloi midas ain't a yish. Idehu hatal alehen b'sameach, hareza b'chiyita. The brisa says if dew fell on produce, and the owner is happy about the dew, the fruit is considered b'chiyita, fit to contract tuma. This is true only if the produce was still wet when he realized the dew had fallen. Nagvu, av b'shasameach, enim chiyutan. However, if it dried off before he realized that dew fell on the fruit, even if he is now happy about the dew, it is not considered b'chiyutan and cannot become tameh. This seems to support Abaye's opinion that we cannot say he was retroactively happy about the dew falling on the fruit. And therefore, yish shaloi midas, eino yish. The Gemara answers that this case of b'chiyutan is unique and cannot be compared to a case of a lost object. The intent in kiyutan is different since the pasuk is written kiyitan, but we read it kiyutan, which implies that the owner himself must knowingly pour the liquid on the produce, and therefore it cannot be compared to a case of yish shaloi midas. Toshima, the Gemara brings a final support for Abaya that yish shaloi midas loy have a yish. D'amr Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Yoy Tzadik. How do we know that objects that are swept away by a river are considered ownerless and may be claimed by one who finds them? The pasuk says, "Asher toyved mimenu umitzasa," that which is lost from him and is found. The extra word mimenu, from him, teaches us, "Mishavu dehimenu umitzuya etz kaladim." Only objects lost to the owner but available to others must be returned. However, if they are lost to everyone, like objects being swept away by a flooding river, they need not be returned. The Gemara learns from here that in the case where a lost object needs to be returned, it does not matter whether it has a siman or not, which would seem to prove conclusively that yish loy midas loy haba yish, tiyufta de Rava tiyufta. This proof is a conclusive refutation of Rava, and the Gemara thus concludes that the halacha is like Abaya, that yish loy midas loy haba yish. The hilchas akavasei da Abaya biyal kagam. And this is one of the six cases in halacha in which we side with Abaya over Rava, as hinted to in the mnemonic yal kagam. Our Gemara brings a question that Rav Acha asked Rav Ashi based on Abaya's opinion. Amli Rav Acha bereid de Rava l'Rav Ashi. Hani tamar de zeka heicha achlin lohu. If in fact we hold like Abaya, that yish loy midas loy haba yish, how are we allowed to eat dates that we find on the ground which were blown down by the wind? How do we know that the owner was meyayish? Rav Ashi answered that since the owners know that some dates will fall from the tree and there is no way to protect them from the natural elements, the owner is miyayish from them, and they are considered hefker. Our Mishnah had said, Krichis b'shus harabim harei elu shaloi. Our Gemara explains this Mishnah based on the machlekes of Rava and Rabba about simen ha'asur l'daras. If an item has a simen, but was lost in an area where it is likely to be kicked around, thereby obliterating the simen, do we consider the object as having a simen or not? Rabba amar, loy hava simen. Rabba holds that a simen ha'asur l'daras is not a valid simen, and so the krichis in our Mishnah would be hefker even if they have a simen, as the simen is likely to become obliterated, and their owner would be miyayish. The Rava amar hava simen. Rava holds that a simen ha'asur l'daras is a valid simen, and so our Mishnah's krichis that are considered hefker must not have a simen. But if they would have a simen, one must try and return it to its owner. Next, the Gemara brings another machlekes between Rabba and Rava as to whether makam, the location an item was found in, can be considered a simen. Rava holds that the location an item was found in may not constitute a simen. Rava holds that the location that an item is found in may constitute a simen. The Gemara will now explain the following braisa based on these two machlekes of Rava and Rava. Tashema. Kriches b'shus haram hare elu shaloi. B'shus hayachid. Noitu lo machres. V'halu mois. Beim b'shus harabim ubeim b'shus hayachid. Noitu lo machres. If a person found bundles of weed in the public area, he may keep them. In the private area, he must try and find the owner. Large bundles, whether found in a private or public area, must always be returned. Both Rabba and Rava each explain this statement according to their respective opinions. Rabba explains that the case is talking where the bundles have a simen. The person finding the bundles in the public domain may keep them, because the simen will likely be trampled upon and obliterated. Whereas in the private domain, the simen will remain intact, and he therefore must announce his find. Large bundles always need to be returned. Because of their large size, they will not be moved around, and the simen will remain intact. Rava explains that the above statement is referring to a case where the location is the simen. Small bundles in the public domain will get kicked around, and the original location is no longer a simen. However, in the private domain, they're not moved, and the simen of location remains intact. Therefore, they need to be returned to the owner. Larger bundles, on the other hand, whether in a public or private domain, are never moved because of their size. And so their location simen always remains intact, and therefore they always need to be returned to the owner.